Hi everyone, I am Sun Jia, Microsoft MVP. Today I would like to share with you about Microsoft Office and Endowment with Napa. Before we start, you should have Microsoft account like Outlook.com, Hotmail.com, or Live.com. And today in a demo, I will show you Microsoft Office and Endowment in a Visual Studio 2013. Or you can use Visual Studio 2015. Last, you should have a Microsoft Office inside your machine. Actually, what is Microsoft Office add-in? Microsoft Office add-in is a web application hosted in a browser's control or iframe running in the context of an Office application. Add-ins can access data in the current document or mail items and connected to a web service and other web-based resources. What is Napa? Napa that I before that I have mentioned in the title. Actually, what is Napa? Napa Office 365 development tools make it easier to start building an app for Office and SharePoint without leaving your browsers or installing software. I know this will not understand. I will give you some example that can help to solve your problem. Let's find some where can you get a Microsoft add-in. Let's go to your Microsoft Office PowerPoint. You go to the Insert tab and go to Store. Yeah, you will see some example of the Office add-in application. Then the that I have installed previously is a Pool Everywhere, Code Presenter Pro, and Multiple Response Pool. These are three Office add-in I like to use it. For example, Pool Everywhere, I can get the response immediately from inside a conference or in a classroom. On the other hand, I like the Code Presenter Pro because every time I paste the code inside my slide, a lot of participants does not see it. But Code Presenter Pro, you allow the participant to see clearly about my coding. And also you can find an Office add-in in the Office Store, store.office.com. This is a lot of Microsoft Office add-in. Here also is a multi-response pool that can tell you the review or the newest latest update and some screenshot for you. Actually, you most excited about how to develop a Microsoft Office add-in that can help you solve your problem. Let's get started. You need to go to www.napa.cloud.apps. Sign in with your account, Microsoft account. Then let us start with a new project and add new. Then here your three selection. The last one is a mail add-in for Office, just for Microsoft Outlook. Then the second one is a task pane add-in for Office that today I will demo for you. Or the first one, content add-in for Office. Let us select the second one. Then name your project name and create for it. Yeah, now you will be at the home page of your Microsoft Office add-in app. is all the HTML5. If you are a web developer, it will be easier for you. Then this is a functional for JavaScript. It's most probably use a jQuery to develop and Microsoft Office add-in. For if you familiar with a jQuery, it is easier for your team to develop Microsoft Office add-in. Then we go to the setting, the third icon. Yeah, you will see the start page will start with app home home.html. Then you go to run. You can run this application in Microsoft Excel web app. Just you go to your left hand side at the first icon. You just click run. It will direct to your Microsoft Office Excel online. Then wait about. It will ask you whether you want to start the application. You click start. Then I write. We need to edit in Excel online. Now I select the word, then I get the data from a selection. Yeah, at the downstairs you will see a word that I get selected is a Microsoft MVP. Then you also can export your coding to your desktop to run in a Visual Studio at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The seven icon you open in Visual Studio. That means you can download download the source code to run in a Visual Studio. Then you can download from here. Then you export to your desktop the source code. Then this one is now you are seeing Microsoft Office add-in run in my Visual Studio. Then let's get started and click start. Yeah, this is Microsoft Office Excel. Then get data from selection. Yeah, you are seen at the right side, at the bottom side. You will see that I get the data of Microsoft MVP. Back to Visual Studio. You will see a task pane in XML. You go to activation tab. You can see this app can run in a Excel, PowerPoint, project or Word. That's all for today demo. If you got any question, you can get from my reference, Napa, Office Store, Office Dev Center, or Channel 9. If you got any question, you can ask in a forum or contact your Microsoft MVP. That's all for today. I would like to have your feedback. Thank you.